Welcome to Israel 18 News at 1 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Tonight, across Israel, the weather is mild. Warm air lingers in cities like Tel Aviv and Haifa. A clear sky makes for good stargazing outside. Meanwhile, Jerusalem enjoys a gentle breeze, perfect for an evening walk. Here are today's headlines. First, in the past hour, the Jerusalem Post reports that Israel has killed a senior Hamas terrorist. This operation targeted the central Gaza Strip. Also earlier today, Walla reported the IDF eliminated Farah Hamad, a Hamas terrorist. This was a joint effort involving the Shin Bet and IDF's elite units. Also this hour, Israel Hayom states that Farah Hamad was a key figure in Hamas's West Bank operations. He was targeted in an airstrike in Gaza. Separately, Ynet reports that the IDF destroyed Hezbollah tunnels on Ali Taher Ridge. Israel warns Iran against any intervention following this action. And finally, from JTA Just In, a documentary shown in Venice alleges Israel committed wanton killings in Gaza. The Israeli army contests these claims. Here's what people are saying online. Carmel Melamed, an Iranian-American journalist, posted earlier today that the destruction of Hezbollah tunnels represents a loss of billions for the Iranian people. He criticizes the Iranian regime as harmful to humanity. Andrew Fox, a political commentator, joined a conversation on international law concerning the Palestinian territories. He reflected on discussions with a Sky News reporter. Leslie Kajomovitz, an online observer, commented on the ongoing narratives and propaganda against Israel. Now for more on those stories, starting with the operation in Gaza. The Jerusalem Post describes a coordinated effort by Israeli forces to eliminate a key Hamas operative. The target was involved in deadly attacks in the West Bank during the 2000s. This strike signals Israel's ongoing commitment to counter-terrorism. Turning to the elimination of Farah Hamad, according to Walla, the IDF and Shin Bet's joint operation underscores Israel's focus on dismantling Hamas's leadership. His death could impact Hamas's operational capabilities. This action follows recent escalations in the region. Meanwhile, Ynet highlights the destruction of Hezbollah's tunnel network. Prime Minister Netanyahu emphasized Israel's proactive measures on Ali Taher Ridge. The move serves as a warning to Iran amid growing tensions. This development could affect regional stability. Finally, the documentary controversy. As reported by JTA, the film shown in Venice has sparked debate over Israel's military actions in Gaza. The army defends its strategy, citing proportionality in warfare. This discussion may influence international perceptions of Israel's military policies. On the economic front. First, KeyTech reports on Oligosecurity's insights into AI technology. Their director notes the importance of human involvement to uncover critical bugs. This highlights AI's evolving role in cybersecurity. Separately, Maariv Business warns of potential impacts on Israeli banks from European sanctions. With many Palestinian workers employed in Judea and Samaria, financial entities might face uncertainties. This could have broader economic implications. And finally, Globes reveals that Electra Consumer Products is preparing for a Carrefour IPO. If successful, the flotation is expected to proceed post-holidays, likely in November. This could mark a significant move in the retail sector. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 2 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.